Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia dealers of Ireland. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia are with you all the way.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And you're welcome back. And we're going to move on now. And I want to go to Anne O'Brien. Anne, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, Anne. And how are you? And how is your niece, Annabelle? Because they've been through the mill over this Christmas.
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad. They're absolutely heartbroken, to be honest. It was a terrible tragedy that happened to them. I suppose she's five, so she's not quite aware. We haven't told her about the animals yet. But,
okay. Do you know what, Anne? I'm realising people will be wondering what we're talking
about. Probably wondering what we're talking about, yeah.
So take us back to the night. Yeah. It was Christmas Day night, wasn't
it? It's Christmas Eve. So say Christmas Day and then Christmas night. So my little niece and my little niece's grandfather, say, went over to their brother's house to spend Christmas night there. And when they got home the next day, they were only gone, actually, the fire brigade said, they were only gone not too long. But the next morning, they came back home, and Abby's father, my niece's granddad, came into the house, and there was a fire in the house, and he found the two animals, he actually fell over one of his shepherd, German shepherds, and there was an electrical.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm afraid we're after losing Anne O'Brien there. I'm just going to try her again for 1 second. Anne, have we lost you entirely? You know, okay, we'll take a break. We'll try and fix up that line and come back after these.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And I think we've managed to reconnect with Anne O'Brien. Anne, good afternoon.
Hi.
Do we have you back on that line, Anne?
Hello.
Oh, great. That sounds much better. You were rudely interrupted there telling us about this fire, your niece Annabelle's family home and the fire on Christmas Day.
Christmas night,
They didn't discover this until the next day.
What happened was Abby and my little niece, my goddaughter, and Alan, which would be Abby's father, went over to visit their Abby's brother for Christmas night. And when they got back the next morning, Abby's father discovered the house had gone on fire, and the two dogs were in the kitchen. He fell over one of the German shepherds, deceased, and Abby's two cats also were found on Annabelle's bed from smoke inhalation. Oh. And they lost all their belongings, Annabelle's school items and all. The first thing Annabelle said to me was my school bag was burnt. So they're absolutely heartbroken, and Annabelle is staying in the next while too, because she's next door to our house in school there, and they've now nowhere to go. They were on the hop, so we're trying our best to help them out, but they're absolutely heartbroken. Was Abby's last connection with her mother. Her mother passed away.
Sorry, the line just dropped there for a second again. That was one of those cats that died. That cat belonged to Abby's mother, and Abby has tragically lost her mother.
Yeah, Abby, it was her last connection with her mother. It was Abby's mother's cat, and Abby lost her mother to lung cancer about 4 or 5 years ago now. So, connection she had with her mother there, but that little cat was actually found on Annabelle's bed from smoke inhalation too. Oh.
So, as you say, this family had been on HAP, had been renting that house on HAP. What situation are they in now?
At the moment, they've just gone into a meeting with Kildare County Council. And as it stands, from Christmas night, it was hard to get anybody, only offices have opened today. So we've only been able to get into the Kildare County Council today, and they were offered a placement in Salbridge, but only for the two of them. But Abby is advocating to be with her father. She needs to take care of her father. She was working from home because of COVID. Her father has health issues as well. So she needs to advocate to stay with her dad. You know, the three of them need to be together.
No, they're not being offered accommodation that would suit the three of them.
No. And Salbridge is a long way from Abby or Annabelle's school as well. But as well as that, the three of them need to be together. Alan, Abby's father, moved in with Abby when they lost her mother, you know, and he has health issues, and the three of them need to be together.
And have they lost everything in terms of, like, their possessions? Did everything get destroyed
yes,
by the smoke?
The house is in Habsville. The structure of the house is still there, but you can't even see in through the window. There's that much thick soot black through it. And it was electrical fault in the kitchen. And Abby's father, you know, thinking, you know, the dogs would be safe in the kitchen, but it was an electrical fault in the kitchen. But Abby has some clothes items still, hers weren't as badly damaged as Annabelle's and Alan's. But Annabelle, the first thing she said to me was, I lost my school bag was burnt. And they had to buy her an iPad. She only went into junior infants in September. And they had to get her an iPad and all. So it was all...
Oh, that's gone. I'm just conscious we're about to come up to the top of the hour here, and I'm going to have to let you go. Is there any way, if anyone's out there listening, is there any way they can help at all?
So I've set up for them a GoFundMe page, and it's called Abby's House Fire Fundraiser. And to be fair, the people this time of year, they've been so good in offering, and they've raised money for Abby so far. And so it's called Abby's House Fire Fundraiser, and that's on the GoFundMe page.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Yeah. Anne, many thanks for that. That's Abby's House Fire Fundraiser. You'll find it on GoFundMe. As I say, we're out of time. I want to thank the team for putting together the programme today, and hand over now to Ray Darcy.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.